I love that theme, and it means only one thing, and that is that J. Wynn Russick, our theater critic, is here in the studio to share another review. I think the word of the day is a rose is a rose is a rose. We all know who wrote that, right? Gertrude Stein is back, and you recently reviewed a play in which she was a supporting character. Now you've seen a play in which she's the title character. Are we in a Gertrude Stein renaissance here?
Well, I think it's a coincidence. Of course, the new play is called Gertrude Stein and a Companion at Fells Point Corner Theater. The other play you're referring to was at Rep Stage and was called All She Must Possess, but plays by and about Gertrude Stein, who was an avant-garde writer in the first half of the 20th century, wrote A Rose is a Rose is a Rose, among other things. Plays about her have been done here before. I mean, two examples come to mind. A couple years ago, two Baltimore companies, Acme and Annex, co-produced a beautiful original adaptation of Stein's children's book, The World is Round, and Baltimore Center Stage did a stage adaptation of one of her novels years ago. That's still not a lot of Stein, but she did spend some time in Baltimore when she was studying medicine at Johns Hopkins, so there's always some local interest in Gertrude Stein. The play at Rep Stage was a world premiere. It focused actually on Etta Cohn of the art-collecting Cohn sisters, and Stein was just a secondary character in that. Gertrude Stein and a Companion, the Fells Point Corner play, is an older play. It dates back to the 1980s. It transferred to Off-Broadway. It was actually broadcast on cable TV, but it's not revived too often. It's by a playwright named Wynn Wells, and it's a two-person play, just the title characters. It focuses on the relationship between Gertrude Stein and her life partner, Alice B. Toklas. Mm-hmm. It's set almost entirely at their Paris apartment. It begins in 1946, on the day that Stein died. She comes back, not so much as a ghost, but kind of in Toklas's memories. I want to say up front that this Fells Point Corner production is beautifully directed and beautifully performed.
So if this play is about Stein and Toklas, why doesn't Alice B. Toklas get her name in the title? Why is it just A Companion?
Well, I wondered that too, but it's actually, the title is taken from what Ernest Hemingway called them. He was no fan of Alice B. Toklas, and he didn't use her name. But you could make a case, and the play makes this case, that Gertrude Stein became famous, particularly in this country, because of Alice B. Toklas. Alice B. Toklas saw to it that Stein's writing was published, and she's the subject of Gertrude Stein's most famous book, The Autobiography of Alice B. Toklas. In the play, we see Gertrude Stein trying to get Toklas to write her autobiography, and when she won't, Stein just goes ahead and writes it herself. Even so, Alice B. Toklas remained a behind-the-scenes figure, and Stein went on to become a celebrity. The play humanizes both of them. It's very easy to caricature this pair. And at Rep Stage last month, in fact, we saw a more typical portrayal of Stein as kind of domineering and imperious. In Gertrude Stein and a Companion, she's jovial, she's warm, and that's the way that Andrea Bush plays her. Alice B. Toklas is played by Marianne Gazzola Angelella. She's more reserved. She can be girlish. But Angelella also shows us Toklas's determined side, as well as her sweet side. The important thing, probably partly due to Anne Hammentry's direction, is that we really feel a connection between the two of them. I brought a clip. It shows how supportive Alice B. Toklas was of Gertrude Stein. And I think you're going to hear the warmth.
It is exciting.
The fight?
The book.
My book?
It is exciting, very exciting.
Very exciting.
Very. More exciting than anything else has ever been.
Yes?
Even more exciting than the pictures.
Picasso's pictures?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, and even more than his pictures promised to be. More.
That is high praise. Very high praise indeed. It is what a writer needs. Praise is not criticism. Praise.
Praise and praise and praise.
That was Marianne Gazzola Angelella as Alice B. Toklas and Andrea Bush as Gertrude Stein in Fells Point Corner Theater's production of Gertrude Stein and a Companion. So is this one of those small cast plays in which the actors play multiple parts?
It is, but not to excess. There aren't costume changes, for example. They're just sort of changes in voice and in demeanor. Andrea Bush, who plays Stein, does short bits as Picasso, a bit of Hemingway, even a German soldier who was billeted with them during World War II. Both actresses play reporters who interview Stein. Marianne Angelello, who plays Toklas, also plays Stein's brother Leo, who, like Hemingway, apparently wasn't a fan of Alice B. Toklas. I brought a clip in which you will hear that he also at times wasn't exactly a fan of Stein. You're going to hear him being less than flattering about his sister's work.
Picasso is inventive, I'll give you that. Ingenious, if you like, but trivial.
You don't acknowledge it as art, Leo?
This?
Yes, that. And that one, and all the others, yes?
They're hemorrhoids. They're ugly, twisted, nothing. Hemorrhoids.
Leo, it is not true. He is, like me, he is doing something which has not been done before. You have the new things I have written. You have them. Have you read them?
I have.
And?
They are hemorrhoids.
You haven't read them.
I have, and they are not art.
We're listening to Marianne Angelella and Andrea Bush in Gertrude Stein and a Companion at Fells Point Corner Theater. So, Judy, you've referred to Rep Stage's production of All She Must Possess, the other recent play that featured Gertrude Stein. Are there any similarities between the two plays?
Well, there is an overlap in characters. Alice B. Toklas and Leo Stein also show up in All She Must Possess. But as I said, this is a very different portrayal of Stein. At Rep Stage, she was really just two-dimensional, and we get a lot more depth here. The way the stories are told, the approach is also different. All She Must Possess uses a theatrical, really a meta-theatrical device. A modern-day playwright is writing a play to get into the story. The device in Gertrude Stein and a Companion is Stein, her spirit, I guess, which appears on stage to us and to Alice B. Toklas. Interestingly, there's one strong design element that the two shows shared. The sets for both featured a back wall filled with empty picture frames. In Gertrude Stein and a Companion, we do see one reproduction of a painting, Picasso's portrait of Gertrude Stein, which is now in the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And one of the exchanges that Stein and Toklas have, they say in the play that people keep saying that the picture doesn't look like Stein, and that Picasso replied, "It will. It will."
Now, I have to ask, and as you remind us, Gertrude Stein lived in Baltimore at one point. Does Gertrude Stein and a Companion mention our charm city at all?
Well, like you, Rob, I am not a native Baltimorean, but I can be as provincial as somebody born here in terms of looking for local references, and I'm sorry to disappoint in that respect. No, the play does not mention Baltimore, but this play and this production, especially the acting, do not disappoint.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That's good. So Gertrude Stein and a Companion is at the Fells Point Corner Theater until March 25th, and we've got a link to details about showtimes, et cetera, on our website, wypr.org/midday. So, Judy, you and I will be doing this again next Thursday. What play are we going to be talking about?
We're going to be talking about a new production of Animal Farm, an adaptation of George Wells' classic novel, and that's at Baltimore Center Stage.
Oh, good. I'll be looking forward to that. And thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks also to Eddie's of Roland Park for providing lunch for Midday's guests. Eddie's is a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features sandwiches and salads with specials each day, all listed on their website, eddiesofrolandpark.com. That'll do it for us today. Tomorrow, it's the Friday News Wrap with WYPR's Morning Edition anchor Nathan Sterner in the host chair. He'll be taking a look at some of the week's top news stories with Elena Schneider, the campaign reporter for Politico, and David Smith, the Washington bureau chief for The Guardian newspaper. Then, a special treat, Iranian classical guitarist Lily Ashfar joins Nathan live in Studio A for a preview of her performance this Saturday night at UMBC's Linehan Hall. We hope you can tune in for that. On behalf of the entire Midday team, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Here and Now, which is on the way right after a break for news at the top of the hour. I'm Rob Sivak, Midday's senior producer, in for Tom Hall. Have a great day.